podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Trampled Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 18th, 2023. I'm your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Aloha. How are we doing, Andy? I've only spoken to you 20 times today.
I am good, thanks. I am all right. I am tired, but I am good. Halfway through the Cheltenham Festival, which is a very busy week for us, but you know, it's been great fun as always. Still two more days of it to go, and there's also football this weekend that we need to start looking at now.
Yeah, I mean, that's the interesting thing about Cheltenham is that you being a podcaster is almost fine once a week. There's a lot of work that goes into that. Being a podcaster more than once a day is much more difficult.
And try to fit your life around it. But hey, you know, we're doing
it. We go on.
We're having a very good week so far. So let's hope it continues into the football. Been very busy. Podcasts every day with Dave Greenfield for the horse racing. So this week, it'll just be myself and Gordo on the football bets. Although Gordon has spread the net out to our co-hosts and garnered some picks so that we have three selections in each of our regular slots. One from me, one from Gordo, and one from one of our regular co-hosts. Before we crack on to that, as usual, we'll recap last week. Chris Kelly was the guest last week. So we'll go run through how we all got on. My banker sailed in last week. Really, really good. My best pick. FC Copenhagen away at Horsens in the Danish Superliga. Horsens scored in the second minute and were leading 1-0 at half time, but the game ended 4-1. Copenhagen just destroyed them with four second half goals. So early payout in the Danish Superliga as well. So you would have got that if you'd backed it at Bet365. But a lovely banker win it, better than 1-2. 6-11 they were. So very delighted.
Really good pick there. Not so much for me. A banker loss isn't something I have many of.
And rare. Very rare.
Backing Liverpool to beat Bournemouth, I didn't think was going to be one of them. But Bournemouth went on and won this game 1-0. Nothing is more Liverpool than beating your rivals by a record margin and then losing to the worst team in the Premier League, or the second worst team in the Premier League. Lost the game 1-0. Not much more you can say about it. You lose 1-0 to a team. They sat in and that was that. But what can you do about it, truly? If you offered me, if Liverpool played Bournemouth every week, I'd still be back in Liverpool. So my banker did not come in, which is very unfortunate.
Yeah, it was unfortunate, especially as Chris's pick, Juventus at home to Sampdoria at 3-10, won a 4-2 winner. So again, he's back to a team like me that scored four goals there. So good on me and Chris, unlucky G-man. On to the value picks. My value pick was in the Japanese J-League. Last season's champions, Yokohama F. Marinos away at Sapporo. They lost this 2-0. That's a terrible result for the F. Marinos. Really bad. I really liked it as well because you were getting just under even money, but not to be in the value slot for me.
Yeah, I had a reversal of fortunes there, and Andy was right beside me for this as we were drinking pints abroad at this point. A go-kart track, actually. This was St. Pauli versus Fürth. Fürth took the lead 1-0 and then went up 2-0, only to have the goal varred off. And then it was corrected to St. Pauli 1-1, which is almost
Insta correction.
Almost the best set of kind of notifications you can get. Even better was a red card for Greuther Fürth just before halftime with G. Jung getting sent off. Good man, thanks very much. Afalayan scored for St. Pauli in the start of the second half, and they'd way more of the ball. Fürth had better XG. But that does include a goal and a varred off one. So I don't know how that really works with, like, do you get half a goal on XG? St. Pauli won this game 2-1. So my banker, value pick came in at 8-7.
So just to be the complete opposite of the bankers, where Chris and I got ours in and you didn't, myself and Chris both failed in the value selections. He was in the German lower leagues for Bielefeld versus Darmstadt and took a Darmstadt win at odds of 6-5. If I'm correct, Darmstadt went up in this game. Certainly remember getting that notification. They took a 1-0 lead, but they then went on to lose the game 3-1. So no value for Chris. So the outsiders, my outsider was on Saturday. It was quite a low price outsider, purely because both teams were equally priced for Kobe versus Urawa in the Japanese J1 League. And I just fancied the home team here. They'd started the season much better and the game could really go either way. So while you might think Urawa are a better team overall, form and the fact that we're the home side, I fancied the home win. Not to be, it was a 1-0 away win for the Urawa Red Diamonds. And those guys, you just don't know what Urawa are going to do at any moment in time. They're just completely unstable as a football club. They might win, they might lose, they might draw against any level of opposition. So I should have learned from previous seasons and just not touched any game involving the Red Diamonds. But I fancied a coin flip at big odds. Wasn't to be.
We are 5 years into this podcast, and as long as I can remember, Urawa Red Diamonds have been doing this to you. I would love to see a long, like, deep dive into the personal cost that Urawa Red Diamonds have set you back. Like, you always expect them, because you started backing them for a while, and then they just kept losing.
Because they were good, but you don't know which Urawa's going to turn up. They're like a random number generator. Just gonna leave them alone, backing them or backing against them. It's just not fun.
My outsider wasn't much better, but I keep backing draws and outsiders, right? And I'm getting, they've came in and they've got really close. I'm now at, over my last five outsiders, I've had three wins and two losses. The two losses have both been 1-0. And I'm backing draws in these games. So this was Valencia versus Osasuna. Valencia didn't break the deadlock until 75 minutes with Justin Kluivert getting the only goal of the game. They did miss a penalty in 90+1, Valencia, not Osasuna. Osasuna were always going to be sitting deep and hoping for a draw in this game, and that was evidenced by the stats. They had zero shots on goal throughout the game. They had a few shots, they had way more shots off goal, and Valencia had 8 goal attempts, 4 on goal. But it was going to be 0-0 or broke for me as soon as the Valencia goal went in. That was it. Didn't get the outsider in again, but again, getting close with these, and I'm going to keep backing draws at the moment because I thought about, did I back under 1.5 goals as like the, as because that
to cover it, no, because it'll end one each and then
under 3.5. So anyway,
your hit rate is good. Backing draws, a 3 out of 5 hit rate is good.
So, on to Kelly. Who did Kelly have in this?
He had Alloa away at FC Edinburgh at the odds of 7-4, and they won the game 2-0. So, an absolutely cracking shout. Cracking shout from Chris there. So, one of the three outsiders in at odds of around 2-1 is not too bad at all. That took us to the charity treble. My charity bet, Gambo Osaka versus Hiroshima. I took the away team, Hiroshima, at 5-6. I thought it was really good. You were getting around even money on them, and they won. They won 2-1, but it required a 94th minute penalty. So you know
that's fine.
All right, that's fine. Came in happy.
My charity also came in. I'd taken Sassuolo in the double chance, and I really should have taken Sassuolo straight up because they won this game 4-3 at 17-4. I mean, the double chance was 6-5, so still good price for a charity. But they were 2-0 up within 18 minutes to get pegged back to 2-1. Then Roma get a man sent up. They were up 3-1, 3-2, 4-2, and then Jeannie Wijnaldum scored in the last minute to make it 4-3. So it wasn't as close as the scoreline made out, but there's nothing more guaranteed than when you back a double chance than the team going 2-0 up and then spuriously starting to fuck with you throughout it on the two-goal payout.
When you would have been paid out after 18 minutes if you'd backed it in the 1x2 and been bolder, but because you took the double chance, you need to wait till the very, very end of the game. But,
and to sweat it.
You know, obviously the draw would have been fine as well, so you were never really sweating that, and it was a really good pick. So 2 out of 2, heading on to Chris Kelly, who had a, let's be honest, a really short-priced, should-be-nailed-on charity pick in Borussia Dortmund away at Schalke. Odds of 3-10. This game ended 2 each. Schalke equalised with about 10 minutes to go and Dortmund couldn't retake the lead. So the charity treble failed and it was Chris's fault. So it switches to you this week to back it because that one was on me.
Yeah.
Unlucky, Chris. We did pretty well across the show, but we didn't coincide well on any of the categories.
We combined poorly, yes.
We combined poorly. But, you know, I think we were all two out of four, but not in the right places. So hopefully this week our luck's a wee bit better in combining those picks. We're about to head to our normal break if you're listening to us on your regular podcast channel. But we do, as always, I'll punt this just before the break, have a middle section where you don't get the break if you are a member of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon. So that's www.patreon.com/trampledbet, or just download the excellent Patreon app on your phone and search for Trampled Bet. £6 a month to support us. We really appreciate it. We've had a good few new members, so thank you very much. I'm sure Gordon will give them a shout out later towards the end of the show, as we usually do when wrapping everything up. But you get a good amount of stuff for that £6. Not just the joy of supporting us. You get the early release of the video podcast each week, the special middle section where we talk about picks that didn't quite make the show but that we like for the weekend. You get all the picks written down in a handy cheat sheet format. You can just pull up on your phone so you don't need to remember which picks you liked that we mentioned throughout the show. You also get a load of extra content in the form of special shows for Patreon-only members. Covers each of the golf majors, the MLB season, and most notably, daily shows and daily cheat sheets during the Cheltenham Festival, which is happening right now. So as we record this on Wednesday night, we're halfway through the festival. We've seen 14 races. It's been going very well for me so far. Two winners, two places on Tuesday. Three winners and two places on today's card. So hopefully the patrons have made a little bit of extra cash on their bookie accounts with the horse racing this week. So come and join us. Loads of good things. And you also support the show. We shall see you shortly after this very short break.
Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, March 18th, 2023. Just myself and Gordo this week, but as I say, Gordo's gone out to the great good of the Trampled Bet roster to get a pick from our fellow co-hosts, so that we have a pick from Gordo, a pick from myself, and a pick from another in each of the slots. So we'll start with the bankers, as usual, and my banker this week is Saturday at 5:30 p.m. in the top flight of German football, the Bundesliga, where Dortmund take on FC Cologne. And the home win for Dortmund here is 4-9. So, okay, they let the charity down last week with a 2-2 draw against Schalke, but they're second in the table, and they're only 2 points behind Bayern with 50 points from 24 games. Cologne are back in 12th place with 27 points, nearly half as many points from their 24 games. Form-wise, Dortmund tied top of that five-game form table. That draw with Schalke, actually the only blemish. They've got four wins and one draw from their last five games for 13 points. Whereas Cologne have only managed just the 4 points across their last five games. I mean, there's not much more to it than that. I fancy Dortmund to keep the pressure on Bayern at the top of the table. A home win here should be pretty mandatory. If that is the case, so 4-9 represents a pretty good price.
Nice one. I am in the Sierra B for mine, which is not generally where I source bankers from, but hear me out. This is Ternana versus Barry. And I'm taking the X2 market. So that is draw or Barry in this game. And you'll get that at the odds of, let me just make sure that I've got the most correct ones that are about, 4-9 or 4-11 or 2-5 or 3-7, depending
on... 4-9 at 3-6-5. So the same price as my banker. There's 2 at 4-9.
So there's 2 at 4-9. So yeah, Ternana versus Barry. Two teams in very contrasting forms. Barry are second at the form table. They've taken 11 points from the last five games. Ternana are rock bottom. They've taken 2 points from the last five games, scoring 3, conceding 8. Barry has scored 5, conceded 1. So they've only conceded 1 goal in their last 5 games. Barry's overall record, pretty damn good. Their away record in their last 3 games has been 3 wins against Askeley, Brescia and Spal in there. They're two teams really at either end of the table. So when you look at the overall standings, Barry are in third, 3 points behind the automatic promotion places, which is where you want to be in this league, because there's 8 teams in the promotion round robin playoff to get yourself up there. And, you know, they need to keep winning games. They'd love to do it against Ternana, who are just above the relegation zone in 13th with 36 points. Ternana are not terrible. The reason that I pick this is I think that Barry are just going to get a draw or better out of it. And Ternana would probably be quite happy with a draw. If you look at some of the games in their last five, Ternana have drawn 2 of their last 5 home games in there and lost to Cittadella. I just think this game is draw or Barry, and you'll get that at 4-9. So that's ideal. My 4-9 shout. So I will take you on to Mr. Dave Greenfield and his banker. Now, I went through and selected people who I liked for each of the sections. So I picked Dave because he's a man who knows how to select a banker. So his banker, and these are his words. Banker: Arsenal to beat Palace on Sunday. Arsenal won last 5 straight in league. Palace not won a thing since beating Bournemouth in December. Arsenal won at Palace early in the season. Arsenal top of the form table. Palace in 18th. I mean, both of us could easily have picked this as a banker. I'm glad you didn't.
I was about to say, are you okay? Because I obviously back the banker treble. Are you all right with me having Arsenal on my slips this weekend?
You didn't select them, so that's fine. Like, you didn't select them. You had the thought and went, no, I'd rather they just won the league, which is fine. You know, you can just let them go on and win the league. Not a problem. My problem arises when you start thinking, oh, maybe I'll get on the Arsenal train. But Dave's brought it to the fore. It's came to you organically, Andy. And at 1-4... I'm very happy to put this on the banker treble.
Wonderful. So the banker treble, that's 2 4-9 shots in Borussia Dortmund and draw or Barry in the double chance in their game against Tirana. And Arsenal at home to Crystal Palace, odds of 1-4. So Borussia Dortmund, draw or Barry, and Arsenal combines to 1.6-1. So just better than 1.5-1 for the banker treble this week. Moving on to the value picks then, where we go up a little bit in price generally. Mine is Sunday in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, for Sanfrecce Hiroshima against Kashiwa Reysol. Hiroshima have won their last 2 games in a row now, and the most recent one being a league match, which takes them to 5 points from their opening 4 games. Kashiwa started worse. They've only got 2 points so far, scoring 3 times and conceding 7. So they're having a bad start to their league campaign. Kashiwa also haven't won any away from home matches in their last 6 attempts, although with the league season being fairly new, only one of them has been a league game this season. The rest, friendlies or cup competitions. I fancy Hiroshima to be at the top of the, you know, top of the table, top end of the table, not necessarily first, but fighting it out at the for top spot come the end of the season. So these are the types of games that I'd routinely expect them to win, and 7-10 at home to Kashiwa is pretty decent. So Hiroshima are my value pick this week.
Good man. I'll take us to the Bundesliga. And this will be the last game of the weekend for me. And I believe it is Sunday. Let me just double check my dates. Yes, it is Sunday. So this is Sunday at 6:30. I'm on Mainz to beat Freiburg. Mainz of recent have been pretty damn good. They're the form team in this league. They've taken 13 points from the last 5 games. Freiburg are pretty good also. They've taken 11 points from the last 5 games. So it's two teams in a bit of the ascendancy here. Mainz's last home games have read really well. They've got a 1-0 win against Hoffenheim. They beat Borussia Mönchengladbach 4-0. They beat Augsburg 3-1. They lost to Bayern. acceptable. They lost 4-0, not a problem. Lots of people are going to lose to Bayern 4-0. Yep. And they beat VfL Bochum 5-2 in here. Their head-to-head record against Freiburg has them out of the last five games with two wins, one Freiburg win and two draws. So they've got a slight advantage there. I'd like them to replicate their 2019, which is the fourth of the last five games, win this game 5-0. That'd be quite nice. But I think that, you know, they're going to rely on their home form here to get them through. Freiburg are playing Juve tonight. Tomorrow night, so when the Conference League, so it kicks off. Freiburg have got to play Juventus this week, and this is the reason I'm taking them here. It's nothing to do. You read when you read the rest of the statistics in there, they're quite evenly matched, but they'll be less evenly matched when you've had to play on a Thursday night against one of Europe's best teams. So I'm going to take Mainz here. You'll get them at over even money, 8-7. So that is my pick in this area. Now,
who did you select for the value slot?
Well, I don't regret this pick, right? But I gave it to Chris Kelly, and he's came back with Napoli to win at 1.72. Now, that is value, just.
But it's not the value you're looking for. Napoli away at Torino.
Yes, Napoli away at
Torino. 4-5. That's all right. Okay, that's good. I like that. That's all right. Okay, 4-5 sound.
I retract. So anyway, Napoli. So Kelly and Napoli. It's not quite evens, but everything with better odds I'm not super comfortable with. Napoli don't lose. 2 losses in 26, comfortably top of the table. Torino are a 50-50 team, right down to the zero goal difference. The travel doesn't concern me, as Napoli are undefeated in this fixture, going right back to 2015 with a 6-1-0 record. That's a man who likes baseball. With 16-3 goal record that passed in that away fixture over the past 8 years. It's a proven commodity. Send it. Now, currently, Napoli are up 2-0 in the game that he was not worried about, but mentioned midweek against, I think, Stuttgart they're playing just now. I would have picked Napoli.
Frankfurt.
Yeah, Frankfurt, sorry, not rather than Stuttgart, but yeah.
And they are 3-0 up after 65 minutes.
Apologies. I was a minute.
You may not be that long out of date with that. But yeah, so they're 3-0 up now.
But yeah, so Napoli to win against Torino there, he's got it at 4-5. And yeah, good pick, Kelly.
I like it. Yeah, I like it. So wins for Sanfrecce Hiroshima, Mainz and Napoli combines to 5.57-1 on Bet365. You also get a little 5% bonus for your treble there if you combine them. So pretty decent. On to the outsiders for the week then, where we look for something the bookies have priced up as an underdog, and we think they've actually got a decent chance of winning the game. So mine is Saturday, 2:30 p.m. in the German top flight, the Bundesliga, for Hoffenheim versus Hertha Berlin. And Hertha, they've started to get their act together of late. They've dragged themselves off the foot of the Bundesliga table, and they're now 15th in that 18-team league on 21 points. And it is, in fact, their opponents, Hoffenheim, that occupy that 18th-placed last spot on 19 points from their 24 matches. So Hertha have managed 7 points from their last five games. That's how they've managed to get right back into this and overtake some teams. But Hoffenheim have been dreadful. They've lost every single one of their previous five league outings, which actually makes it 8 straight losses in a row for them, and 12 games since they've last had a win at all. So the form and the direction both clubs are heading in at the moment really tips the balance for me in favour of a Hertha win. And they're massive dogs for this game. They're 11-4. Now, I know their away form hasn't exactly been brilliant this season, but they're playing a team that is in a spiral. 8 games in a row losing. Almost 3-1 for Hertha, I think, is pretty damn good.
Yeah, Hertha drew with Mainz last week when Mainz played them away from home. And as I said, Mainz have been damn good of recent. So, I think that's a really good pick for you there, Andy. My outsider takes me to the Sierra B again on Saturday at 1 p.m. For Südtirol versus Spal. Südtirol, a bit of the surprise team this year. They came up from the Italian Serie C, and they're sitting in fourth with 48 points. So they've got a real chance of getting promoted up into the Serie A. So, they play against Spal. this week. There's a 20-point gap between the two teams. Sutirol on 48 points, Spal down in the relegation zone on 28. And Spal haven't been playing fantastic recently, but they keep narrowly losing games. Sutirol, out of the last five games, have won 3 and drawn 2. I've watched a lot of Sutirol because I keep picking against them or backing around them. And I don't think many people in the UK can say that. But
I was about to say, you must be the only guy that's done that that isn't a Sutirol fanatic.
So let me take you through their last 10 games, right? Just back to back. 2-1 win, 1-1 draw, 1-1 draw, 2-1 win, 1-0 win, 2-0 loss. That's a freak result. 0-0, 1-1, 2-2, 2-2, 1-0, 1-1, 1-1, 2-1. They don't win by much when they are winning these games. And I think Spal have them a really tight game here. Spal haven't been good. They'll fancy a draw here. Sutirol excel when the other team counters. When the other team presses them and makes them counter. Spal aren't that at the moment. Like, they're not great. This game, for me, trends towards a draw. You can get that at 21-10. And I think it's a 21-10 shot. The reverse fixture, I'd be taking Sutirol because then Spal are going to have to spend the entire time pressing them. But they're much better on the break. They'll find this game difficult. So probably 0-0, I would guess. But that's not a correct score exacto pick. I'll save them for another better day. 21-10. Now, outsider. I could only really hand the outsider to one man. And that man is Joey, the J-man. So he's given me a write-up. And it's quite lengthy because it's Joey. So and he's given me some pretty good detail here. So I'll start with the headline. Leuven versus Anderlecht, Sunday at 11 a.m. EST. Good man.
That's not the time. That will not mean the time. Not a lot for a lot of our listeners.
Yes. And it's a draw at kind of 3.5 for him.
I'll put that into our regular parlance. So it's Leuven v Anderlecht. It's Sunday at 3 p.m. UK time, and it's 12-5 for the draw.
So 12-5. Let's talk about why. Both sides level on 39 points with 10th place hosting 9th. 4 draws in the last 5 meetings historically between the sides, with 4 draws also in Leuven's last 5 home matches. Leuven have only lost 3 times in their last 10 overall. All of them were away from home. Anderlecht have been level after 90 minutes in their last of their 6 of their 12 away matches in all comps and 22 of the last 30 matches. Soleimani has been massive signing for Anderlecht in terms of providing consistent goal threat, but Anderlecht have also got to face Villarreal midweek, so I think evens is just a little too short for a team of Leuven's calibre. So, he likes a draw. Love it, Joey. Big fan. You know how much I rate a draw. Very much appreciate the write-up there. And I'm dead excited for this, because if you can start a thing that says 4 draws in the last 5 meetings historically, bueno. That is just what I like.
That's your wheelhouse. That is where you like to operate. Fantastic. So the outsiders then, a win for Hertha Berlin, a draw between Sutterol and Spal, and another draw between Leuven and Anderlecht. If you wanted to combine them together, just shy of 40-1. On Bet365 just now. I'll take them as a Trixie so that if 2 out of 3 come in, I'm still returning a decent profit. On to the charity bet then, where a tenner of our own money, we put it on a selection from each of us as a treble, and all proceeds go to a charity of our choosing that we announce on the following week's show. So hopefully we have some announced next week in the form of a charity winner. I will kick us off. I'm staying reasonably local. I'm in England in the Championship on Saturday, a good traditional UK kickoff time of Saturday at 3 p.m. for the battle of the W's, Watford versus Wigan. Watford are starting to contend again for a playoff place. They sit in 10th in the table with 54 points from 37 games. Wigan are dead last in the league, 33 points from 37 matches. Form-wise, Watford taking 7 points from their last 5 games. Wigan have managed just the 2 points. Now, the clubs haven't been in the same division for a while, but they played earlier this season and Watford won that 1-0 away at Wigan. So fancy their chances at home here to do the double. The games before that date are all before 2015, but I think Wigan won the previous three in total. Watford obviously a managerial change recently, Chris Wilder in charge. He'll be keen to gather momentum and really get this sort of playoff push back on track. And a home game against the league's bottom club is the perfect time to do that. So 8-11 for a Watford win seems pretty decent to me. And that's my pick for the charity bet this week.
That's a lot of W's in there. The Watford win.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Watford have won one in the last one against Wigan. Was that the... So yeah, I mean, I'll take us to France in Ligue 2. This is a 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday, and this is Le Havre, top of the league, 9 points clear. As I keep saying, just a weird thing for that to be happening in the French second division against 13th place Saint-Étienne. You'll get Le Havre at 13-10 or 11-8, depending where you back them just now. Some bookies are doing some weird stuff in there with the draw price as well. It's odd. But yeah, I really fancy a Le Havre home win here. Le Havre's last five games at home have been four wins and one 0-0 draw with Paris FC. Saint-Étienne's away games have been quite good also. So they've taken two wins, two losses and one draw in there. Saint-Étienne are actually the form team in the league at the moment. From their last five games, including away, they've taken 11 points and Le Havre have only taken 9. But as you can tell, Le Havre get a lot of their points at home from these games. They are the league's best home team, taking 31 points from 13 games. Saint-Étienne have taken 13 points from 13 games. So they only average a draw away from home for them. I just think the price of Le Havre here is too big to ignore at 11-8. They're top of the league. Say what you want about Saint-Étienne and their recent form. I just think I'd much rather be taking the team that's already managed to get themselves 9 points clear here. And you'll get them at 11-8. So this, the last part, presents us with a slight issue. And the issue is Jerome, who I had selected as a charity pick, who, you know, could have done this in the halftime break between Brighton and Palace, maybe on the lash just now. I'll put this out to our...
he also might be at work. He works shifts, so, you know,
he's not. He's at the game. It's Brighton Palace.
Oh, he's at the game. Of course he is.
He's got important footballing duties. So if he wishes to text me in the next... I'll take two charities. So I'll take one as a treble and one as a double. Now,
well, we could do that, or we could just select for him, and we could just tell you what we could do.
Go for it.
We could pick a horse.
Are we going to give Shishkin it?
Shishkin. We could just pick Shishkin for tomorrow's Ryan. Tomorrow's Ryanair chase, the 250 on Thursday. the favourite Shishkin is 10-11. Everyone loves him.
This makes our charity treble Le Havre, Andy,
Watford,
and Shishkin.
And Shishkin, yeah.
I mean, he hasn't even money. I mean, you might even get. Ooh, can you get him double in the bet boost that possibly comes in? Can you combine in a bet boost?
Yeah. If you wanted to take him in, Bet365 will probably boost him tomorrow at 10 a.m. So you'd have to remember to back it. But I mean, even money's fine. You know, yeah. If you wanted to just Watford, Le Havre, Shishkin, the alternative is we do something at much bigger odds because it is Jerome. You know, Cameron Jerome to score anytime. Sheffield Wednesday versus Bolton.
I mean, he's
a Bolton striker, isn't he?
I'm happier with Shishkin, I'll be honest.
Shishkin.
Than that. Yeah.
Jerome's getting Shishkin.
You're getting Shishkin, mate.
Ideal.
And you like it.
At the very, very strange weekend pick time of 2:50 on Thursday.
Yeah. I mean, not that far off some of the Japanese games you've placed that are like 6 a.m. Friday.
Fair.
So, yeah.
Very fair. Okay, then. So, Watford wins for Watford, Le Havre, and Shishkin works out right now it's 6.55 to 1, and I think that's definitely good enough for our charity treble tenor to go on it, and hopefully we have something good to report on next week.
Yeah, I mean, I have never seen a charity bet like it, but I am quite happy to have it around. So, yeah, I mean, as you mentioned at the outset of the show, we got a couple of new patrons this week. But so one of them you will know quite well is Mr. Chris Kelly. So hi Chris, welcome to the Patreon once again.
Did my connection drop there?
It did. Connection did drop there, but it came right back. So don't worry about it. So one of them is Chris Kelly, our patron, and another one hasn't put their name. So welcome, mystery person.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm not going to read your full email address out on a televised or a podcast. So welcome. Yeah, always good and really good to be giving back to the show. I mean, we genuinely over this week is a serious graft. And at £5 a month, as Andy said, if after this month you don't fancy it, you know, me and Andy aren't going to show up at your door. We're just happy for the support.
Do you know what? If anyone followed me and backed the real whacker today, £6 a month, you know, you could, that's a pint in a London bar, isn't it?
Yeah.
And not even a very good one.
No, that's so, what I was going to say.
Which I'm sure you'd be happy to do. So, yeah, we really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much. Well, Gordon, it's been fun. I will speak to you at 7:30 tomorrow morning to run through the day's racing ahead for the Patreon channel. But in terms of football betting, I think we've got some good picks in there. And I'm excited about the charity bit.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to be cheering on the first leg of the charity bet tomorrow at 2:50.
Fantastic. Good to see you, man. Have a good rest of your evening. Everyone else, good luck for the weekend ahead in your football betting. We will see you next week. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.